The enchanting world of Hinge and Bracket.
Excellent, Evadne. I think that song is well worth including in our repertoire.
I agree, dear. Now, what was the other one you wanted to rehearse?
Well, it was that number that... Just a minute. Evadne, there's Teddy Tramser coming up the path. I'd better let him in, dear.
I wonder what he wants.
Well, if I open the door, we may find out, dear. Hello, Teddy. What's the matter, dear? Haven't we paid our rates yet?
No, Hilda love. I'm not here in my official capacity as town clerk. I need your help.
Oh, I see. You haven't paid your rates. Come on in, then. We're in the music room.
Thank you, Hilda love.
Teddy, dear, it's Teddy.
Has he come for a picnic?
This way, dear. There we are.
Afternoon, Evadne, at the piano, I see.
Yes, she finds it difficult to play it from the kitchen. what can I do for you, dear?
Well, Hilda love, I've had something on my mind for a long time.
Well, I knew. Didn't I say to you, Evadne? I said to you only this morning, Teddy has got something on his mind.
Well, this is it in a nutshell. Uncle Pongo.
Uncle Pongo. Was that on your father's side, Teddy?
No, Hilda love. Me, Uncle Pongo.
I'm sorry, Teddy, I'm not with you. Uncle Pongo, you haven't been overworking, have you, Teddy?
Sounds like too much bell ringing.
No, Hilda love, no, it all started in the attic.
It invariably does, dear.
I was looking through Dad's old theatrical truck. You knew Dad had a music hall act, didn't you, Hilda love?
Of course, dear. Wasn't his stage name Captain Tremble and Bobby?
That's right. Yeah. Japes and wheezes for all occasions.
We never worked with him, did we, Hilda?
Fortunately, no, dear. When I say fortunately, I mean unfortunately. We saw him, of course, many times. Oh. Many, many times.
He had a marvellous act, didn't he, Hilda love?
Well, he might have done, dear, but we always saw the other one.
Anyway, Teddy, what about Captain Tremble and Bobby?
I found Bobby.
Oh, how is he, dear?
Well, his head was in a cardboard box and the rest of him was in a carrier bag.
Oh, poor Bobby.
Hilda, it's only an old dummy.
Yes, but when he was sitting on Captain Tremble's knee, he looked so human, you know, full of life, except when his head fell off, which was quite often. Mm.
That was the drink, Hilda.
I didn't know Bobby drank, dear. Oh, yes, I see what you mean, the captain. Oh,
you're exaggerating. It was part of the act when his head fell off.
But the part I like best was when his legs fell off.
That wasn't part of the act.
Look, Teddy, what is this all about?
Yes, come along, tell us, Uncle Pongo.
Well, finding Bobby has given me an idea. Yeah. You see, I am getting on a bit in life now.
Yes.
Oh, it shows, does it?
Yes. I mean, no, of course it doesn't. You're in your prime, aren't you, dear?
Of course he is. Well, you don't look a day over him. Does he, Hilda?
Much younger. Mm. Yes. I mean, I know lots of people your age, Teddy, who are... No. No, come to think of it, Teddy, I don't know anybody your age. No, only joking, dear, only joking. You know, japes and wheezes for all occasions. You were saying?
Yes, well, I thought there must be a place in this area for a children's entertainer.
Oh, yes, I see what you mean. Well,
as you know, up to now I've only had my conjuring tricks. But now I've got my father's japes and wheezes and Bobby.
Yes, some people get too much in life, don't you think?
And you're going to call yourself Uncle Pongo.
Yes. Do you like it?
Yes, it's, where did you get the name from, Teddy?
Well, I was looking in the mirror the other day, and I thought to myself, I thought, Teddy Tranter, you're a Pongo if ever I saw one.
Yes, well, I wouldn't argue with that.
Yeah, I thought I could put on one of those red noses.
What's wrong with the one you've got here?
Yes, that's a good one, Hilda. I'll put that down with me japes and wheezes.
So obviously you're thinking of dressing up, Teddy.
No, oh, I think I shall have to, yes, yes. I mean, it's not as though I was funny looking normally.
Yes, I mean, no.
So, Hilda, love, what do you think about a ginger wig?
For you or me, Teddy?
Well, for me, Hilda, you know, one that flies up when you pull a string. You see, I've still got my father's stage suit.
Yes, and it looks very nice on you.
Oh, no, no, this isn't it, Hilda love. It's a green jacket, pink baggy trousers, and a blue bowler hat.
With a windmill on top. Oh.
Don't be silly, Vadney. He doesn't want to look ridiculous.
I think the kiddies will find me amusing.
Yes, yes, but I wouldn't go out late at night, dear.
The thing is, Teddy, do you know anything at all about ventriloquism?
Oh, yes, my father taught me everything he knew.
Oh, dear, so it's back to square one.
Anyway, you're probably asking, why am I here telling you all this?
Well, I'm not, Teddy. Are you with Adney? I didn't see your lips move.
You see, ladies, I want you to produce me.
Out of a hat, Teddy.
Oh, very good, Adney. I like that.
I wish I'd thought of that.
Well, I'll just pop out and bring in me props, as we say in the business.
Yes. What business is that, Teddy?
Oh, Hilda, you are a tease.
Oh, Hilda, why do we have to get involved?
Well, it would be fun, dear, helping Teddy.
Well, with him, we're hardly lucky to launch a new superstar.
I think launch is right, dear. We could hit him with a champagne bottle.
Now, you're having second thoughts, aren't you, Hilda?
No, 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 no. It's japes and wheezes time again, dear. We could advise him, you know. We could teach him how to make a casual entrance.
We'd do better teaching him how to make a quick exit.
To avoid the flying tomatoes, you mean.
Yeah. Well, we didn't have that experience, did we?
No, we didn't. Well, I didn't. Anyway, we shall do the best we can for Teddy and give him the benefit of our theatrical know-how.
Oh, I'm sorry if I've been a long time. I lost one of my legs.
Really? Well, hop in then, Teddy.
Oh, I don't know. You do come out with them, Hilda love. I meant one of Bobby's legs.
I did half suspect that, dear. I'm very observant that way.
Well, here he is. Little Bobby. Isn't it lovely?
Well, he will be when you stick his nose back on.
He reminds me of Constable Ballsover.
Yes, dear.
The other Bobby.
Now, come along, Bobby. Say hello to Hilda and Evadne.
Hello. That's me.
Oh, I swear. That's splendid. Your name, dear. He can say mine, but he can't say yours.
He gags me.
You know, it suits you.
Stupid dummy.
You can't blame Bobby. I mean, after all, he's been squashed into a trunk for the past 30 years.
Pity Teddy wasn't with him.
I haven't quite mastered the controls yet.
I did notice, dear. I think he's supposed to open his mouth when he speaks, not flap his ears.
I'll soon get the hang of it, Hilda, love. You see, the problem is pulling the right string.
Oh, well, let me have a look. Oh, yes. It does seem very complicated inside there. Come and have a look, Yvette.
I'd rather not.
Oh, no, no. Don't be squeamish, dear. He won't bite. Unless I pull the right string.
I was thinking of making an entrance with Bobby before I go into me conjuring. You see, it'll have impact.
Yeah. Is that where you do your japes and wheezes?
Well, I've got to learn the dialogue yet, but it shouldn't take me long. You know, I can just see myself in those baggy trousers, green jacket and blue bowler hat, holding Bobby in one hand and me magic wand in the other.
Yeah. Follow that with your sea lions. Here we are, Bobby. Try your little jacket on.
Oh, Hilda, you've been wasting your time with that dummy since Teddy left.
I've only been sewing buttons on his jacket.
Why couldn't his wife do that?
Well, Peggy doesn't know about the dummy yet. Teddy wants to give her a surprise.
I should think shock is more the word.
He wants to be word perfect and well rehearsed before telling her about it.
In that case, it'll be a long time before she knows.
Oh, just a minute. All right, I'm coming. Yes. Hello, Stecton 295. Oh, hello, it's you, Donald. Yes, how are you, dear? Good. Yes, how's Cressida? Yes. Really? Well, it affects Evadne like that, you know.
Yes. What does, dear?
Just a minute, dear. I'm talking to the vicar. As I was saying, Donald, it strikes Evadne at the same awkward moments. Especially when she's holding a frying pan.
What are you on about?
Evadne, dear, I'm still talking to the vicar, please. Sorry about that, Donald. Spot of interference this end. What's that? Oh, dear. Heat lumps as well. Oh, poor Cressida. She's in a bad way. Well, no, just a moment. I'll ask her. Yes. Evadne, do you suffer from heat lumps?
Certainly not.
No, Donald, she says she doesn't. Just the tennis elbow. Yes. Well, unfortunately, she gets it in the knees. They lock them.
They don't, Hilda.
Of course they do, dear. I've just told Donald about it.
Hilda, I repeat, I do not have tennis elbow in the knees or anywhere else.
Are you sure, dear?
Of course I'm sure. You're probably thinking of Maud.
Am I, dear? Oh, you're probably right. Yes, be quiet, Donald. I'm talking to Evadne. You were saying, Evadne.
Well, I've finished now. I've had my say.
Well, I wish you'd told me that before I told Donald we were talking. Donald? Oh, he's rung off. No, he hasn't. He's there. Yeah, he's back again. Sorry about that, Donald. Yeah. Now, can we start at the beginning again? Oh, I see. Yes. Yes, well, I don't see why not. No, I don't see any problem. Well, look, leave it to us, dear. Now, don't worry, we'll volunteer, dear. Yes. Bye, Donald.
Volunteer for what, Hilda?
Well, apparently, he had booked a Punch and Judy show for the Sunday school party.
Yes, he usually does.
Well, he's been let down. So I said we would stand in.
You're not getting me to play Mr. Punch.
No, I thought you'd make a good crocodile.
You got such lovely teeth.
No, dear, we'll be filling in with a few songs for the kiddies.
Oh, that's all right, then.
Wait a moment. Uncle Pongo, what an opportunity for Teddy's debut.
You're not serious, are you, Hilda?
Of course I am. He has to start sometime.
Why?
Well, don't ask difficult questions, dear.
I think you're throwing him in at the deep end.
Well, if he can't swim, you'll have to give him the kiss of life.
In that case, let's throw him in the shallow end instead.
Won't make any difference to you, will it, Bobby? You'll float whichever end we throw you in. You know, Evadne, I think I'd make a jolly good ventriloquist. I'll have a go and see what you think.
Oh, don't be silly, Hilda.
Oh, well, if you're not interested, I'll see what Milton thinks.
Yes, Bobby and your budgie have one thing in common. Neither of them can talk.
Now, Evadne, you're a troublemaker.
I could hear her talking to you.
I'm doing rather well, aren't I? Oh, here we are, Milton. This is Bobby, a little friend for you. Say something to Milton, Bobby.
Who's a pretty guy? Who's a pretty guy?
It's a good job it's a budgie, not a woodpecker.
Milton, tell Auntie Verity she's a naughty girl. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Bless you, darling. You tell her. He's really annoyed with you, dear. Yeah, oh, you look at him. Look, he'll be stamping his foot in a minute. Now, Bobby, is this the string I pull for your mouth? Oh, no. No, that's for something entirely different. Yes, never mind. We can put those back on later. Now, wait a minute. Bobby, what are we going to sing for the ladies and gentlemen?
And budgies.
I would like to sing the Glue Girls of Scotland.
Oh, dear, I wish I hadn't said that. It hurts.
It didn't do me much good either.
It's not as easy as I thought. Teddy will have to work hard if he's to be ready for the party.
He doesn't know about the party yet.
Well, we'll have to send Bobby round to tell him. Thank you, children. Quiet, please. Now, come along, darlings. Quiet, please. Thank you. Yes, yes. Nice and quiet. That's nice. Lovely. You're such well-behaved children. Now, let's see if we can hear a pin drop. I didn't say stick it in the balloon, Roger. Now, we must thank Mr. Flavers, who brought the cinematograph and showed us those old films of Popeye. I did think those. The films were shown upside down. We should have called him iPop. Yes. Well, boys and girls, you're now in for a very special treat. Here he is, the versatile, the garrulous, the loquacious, the essence of epigrammatic expostulation. I give you your own, your very own Uncle Pongo! Is Mrs. Coop? As I was saying, your own, your very own Uncle Pongo! Excuse me a moment, boys and girls, a case of just a minute. Is that me? Where is he?
He won't come on, Hilda.
Of course he will. Where is he?
He's just off stage, wrapped up in the curtain.
The silly Pongo. Teddy! Teddy, what are you doing?
I can't go on.
What did he say to you?
I dread to think.
Come out, Teddy. Your audience is waiting. Help me to unwrap him, Evantley.
Righto, Hilda.
No, this is no time to play hide and seek, Teddy.
Oh, Hilda, I'm terrified.
Nonsense, Teddy. You look fine. Your red nose is in the middle of your forehead, but you look fine.
I can't do it, Hilda, love. I can't.
No, pull yourself together, Teddy.
I've got stage fright.
Just like his father, dear.
It's not just me. I mean, look at Bobby. He's shaking as well.
If you took your hand out of his back, he wouldn't. Right, that's it. That is it. The show must go on.
What are you going to do, Hilda?
The only thing I can do, Evadne. Pass me your red nose, Teddy.
Oh, no.
And your ginger wig.
Hilda, love, do you want me to take my baggy trousers off as well?
I don't think so, Teddy. I think they will clash with my twin set. Hilda, how can you possibly do Teddy's act?
You are going to help me, then. Get his father's old scripts from Teddy's room. Make your face funny, you know, take your makeup off, and just come on and interrupt me.
What do you mean?
Well, with his father's jokes, you know, there are pages of them. Quickly, Evadne.
Oh, yes, all right, right.
Righto, Teddy, off we go. Now, is my red nose on straight?
Oh, you look lovely, Hilda.
Pass me the dummy.
Oh, I'm ever so grateful.
Right, well, just stand there and send Evadne on to interrupt me as soon as she's got the script.
All right, Hilda, love.
Here we go. Well, 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 boys and girls, what do you think has happened to Uncle Pongo? Well, he's what we call in the trade indisposed. How dare you, Roger? How dare you? He is not drunk at all. Tell your father when I see him. Anyway, he's asked me to come on and introduce you to his little friend, Bobby. Now, This is Bobby. Here we are. Now, Bobby, sit on Auntie Hilda's knee. Oh. His head's fallen off. Never mind, we'll give you an aspirin later. Now then, Bobby, you look worried, dear. What's the trouble?
I'm very worried about Auntie Agathe.
Yes, I'm worried about Auntie Agathe. I'm worried about Auntie Agathe.
She promised to come and bring me some jokes for my guggle act.
She promised to come and bring some jokes for your guggle act. Oh, a double F, yes. Well, let's call her. Auntie Agathe! Ah, here she is. Not before time.
I say. Whereabouts in Teddy's room are his father's scripts?
I don't know. Whereabouts in Teddy's room are his father's scripts?
I'm asking you, Hilda. I can't find them.
Oh, sorry. Now then, Bobby, tell Auntie Verney where are the scripts for your guggle act? I like that.
The scripts are in a carrier gag.
A carrier gag. Right, I'll do my guess to find them.
Yes, it'll be quick, dear. Now then, Bobby, why don't you sing a song for the boys and girls while Auntie Evadne is looking for the scripts?
All right, I'll sing that beautiful song by Gunny Lloyd over the ocean.
Lovely. Thank goodness he wasn't gewitched, gothered and gewildered. Off you go then.
My Gunny Lloyd over the ocean. My Gunny Lloyd over the ocean. My goody line of all the ogling at my goody day. Bring it, bring it.
I say.
My goody.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Tell me, Bobby, what did Mr. Churchill do to Hitler? Hilda, we can't do these jokes. They're ancient.
Be quiet, dear. Be quiet.
I don't know, Auntie Gatley. What did Mr. Churchill do to Hitler?
Kick him in the panzers.
Yes, yes. Yes, I like that.
It's dreadful, Hilda.
Don't worry, dear. I've had a better idea. Now then, Bobby, what would you like Auntie Evadne and I to do for the boys and girls?
I would like you and Auntie Evadne to sing a song.
What a good idea. Well, boys and girls,
we would like to sing a little song for you where we hope
that we'll get to know you all.
Get to know you, get to know all about you. Get to like you, get to hope you'd like me. Get to know you, putting it my way but nicely. You offer spicy.
Wonderful. Do you know, it's at times like this when you're all quiet and listening that I think you're so beautiful. You know this song? This song comes from a show called The King and I, which I saw back in London in the 1950s with Valerie Hobson in the lead. Oh, she was wonderful. And Evadne was with me then too.
Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy.
Thank you.
In their enchanting world, Hinge and Bracket were joined by rambling Roy Barraclough as Teddy Trantor. The programme is written by that delightful trio, Mike Craig, Laurie Kinsley and Ron McDonnell, and produced in fragrant Manchester by gentleman James Casey.